All right, guys, life can get hectic really fast. It feels like there's no time and we're always on the go. When you get overwhelmed with life's daily tasks, responsibilities, and unexpected challenges, important things like our health tend to fall to the wayside. Well, my friend, Healthy Cell is here to make taking care of yourself a priority. Healthy Cell makes getting back in the driver's seat much easier. They have an innovative approach to the pill format by using this awesome gel. This vitamin-packed, nutrient-dense gel can be taken by itself, mixed in your drink, or blended with your morning smoothie. Healthy Cell offers supplement packs to enhance your performance, focus, and well-being. Take control of your mental, physical, and physiological health with Healthy Cell. If this is something that you've been thinking about implementing, tap this episode, scroll to our show notes, and click the link for significant savings today. All right, click that link to support your health and our mission today. Now, enjoy the rest of the show. Welcome to Direct Impact, where we discuss the various ways our mental health and quality of life intersect. I'm your host, Andrea Epstein, licensed professional counselor, master's addictions counselor, and certified sex therapist. Think of our time together as focused self-reflection mixed with insight, passion, and empowerment. Now, take a deep breath. Now let's dive in and see what impacts you today. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Andrea Epting, and you are listening to the Direct Impact Podcast. And today we are having a candid conversation with Mary Bartito. Welcome, Mary.
Hello, everybody.
Yeah, welcome back. She's like my regular and Gregory for our candid conversations. Mm-hmm. And I think they bring like an amazing perspective. And you always come with really good questions. So thank you. Yeah. All right. So today we are talking about how to hop off the struggle bus. So hop off the struggle bus. This is really important when we're talking about our plan to recover mini journal, because we capture every day in daily prompts when we do our daily check-in, we capture our daily struggle. So we want to really know what are our consistent negative habits, hurts, hang-ups, resentments, struggles, what are the things that dysregulate us, upset us? What are the things that force us to act outside of our integrity? I ask my clients this question a lot, which is, well, was that in your integrity? And they're like, oh, no. Like, that's not what I woke up this morning and thought I was going to do. That was not the plan. That was not on the agenda. And so we know that people aren't regulated. We know they're not in their wise mind when they're participating in acting out behaviors or things that they don't want to engage in. If you ask them when they were regulated, like, is this a good idea? They'd say, no, it's a bad idea. Right? So we want to really focus and spend some time every single day in, yes, our victories, which are equally important, and our struggles. So what do you think? Like, how do you, what are your struggles? And like, how do you, you know, is there a struggle that you have had that you have hopped off of? Like, how have you hopped off the struggle bus?
I think recently, like the struggle that I had was getting a little more active, you know, trying to get more steps.
You mean physically?
Physically. Okay. Yeah. It was like this seed that was in my mind, but never was truly like planted. Mm-hmm. And then recently in one of my trips, like we did mostly walking. And so we walked like 6 miles a day on this trip, and it felt so good.
What'd you notice?
To do that. I noticed like I didn't struggle as much, because I think what, and by that I mean like the stamina, you know, not being able to go up and down the hills or like make it the 6 miles. Mm-hmm. Yes, my feet hurt, but energy wise, I was able to push through that, you know, be able to make it. And so it's encouraged me like coming back to figure out how can I create that routine and incorporate that more into it. It's still hard, because my idea is to go in the mornings for walks, but I'm knowing now that I'm not a morning person.
I love that.
So here we are on that.
But that is so important. I love that you learned just by giving it some attention AM is not going to happen.
Right.
And that's exactly, what I think we promote in our Plan to Recover mini journal, which is like understand your routines, understand when you have energy. I know we don't like ask these prompts or anything, but through the course of utilizing the journal, you're going to learn your chronotype. Like, when do I need to rest and digest? When do I need to sleep? When do I tend to click on cognitively and perform well? When in my routine can I work in more body movement? And when is like a really bad time to try to do that, right? Like, it's important that we learn that and give ourselves grace. So, like, yes, we want to identify the struggle. We also want to identify, like, what is preventing us from having the desired outcome. So, is there a trigger associated? So we're looking at, like, am I getting dysregulated? Is there a trigger? Is my routine setting me up for failure? We're looking at all of that. And then you give yourself compassion. It's like, okay, well, like you just did. It's like, well, okay, the AM. I mean, probably wasn't the best idea. It was
Exhausted.
ideal in my head, in my vision. It was ideal, but it's not going to work for me. I love that. I think that's just so freaking important, guys. We have these ideals in our head, but through engaging on a daily basis, a journaling practice like ours or any bullet journaling practice, you can come to that space that says, sure, like in my beautiful vision, that was the way it was going to look. But in reality, that does not work for me. That's really important. So, yeah.
I wonder too, like I guess our audience, how could they, identify their triggers? Like, what are some things that they may want to consider? Is it like, a certain feeling, like emotions, like to identify those triggers to help them, slowly, okay, like it's like me, like AM's not gonna work. What would be some steps to help them?
Take a moment to listen to your gut. What's it saying? It's saying, help me, help me. How do we help our gut and its fragile ecosystem? How about introducing a prebiotic? Maybe you're thinking, oh, another vitamin I have to remember to take every day. Hold on, wait, there's an easier way. Why not drink your prebiotic with Olipop? Olipop is a new kind of soda that combines various ingredients like cassava and kudzu root to create a healthier alternative to sugary sodas. Yuck, we're getting rid of those sugary sodas this year. And Olipop supports your digestive and your gut health. It's yummy and it supports our gut health. Let's take the challenge and listen to our guts this year. Click on the Olipop link in our show notes and use code DIRECTIMPACT at checkout to get 15% off your order today. You'll thank me. Now scroll down, click on the Olipop link in our show notes, and use code DIRECTIMPACT. All together now, DIRECTIMPACT. Use that code at the checkout to get 15% off your Olipop order today. So in that case, I think if you were really getting into the nitty-gritty of what the trigger is, it's that, you're dysregulated in the thought that I'm going to have to choose one thing over the other, right? And so a lot of steps would have to go into you not being dysregulated over that. Okay. But in a lot of different cases, like when we're prompted to look at our struggle in the Plan to Recover mini journal, when we're looking at the struggle, we then have an opportunity to start to notice the triggers. And the way we do it in here is to look at your most basic triggers, which is hungry, angry, lonely, tired, sick, and stressed. Okay, those are your main things. And I think it's so important because, like, I almost saw you starting to do it. It's like, but what's wrong with me? Or, like, if I just had more willpower, if I could just force myself. And it's like, it really doesn't work like that. And beating ourselves up just pushes us further back into ourselves, takes us further away from our goals. So I think it's important to be like, no, there's absolutely nothing wrong with me. But when I, have certain stimuli around me. So if certain things are triggering me or upsetting me, or if internally these things are going on, I'm not going to accomplish my goal. And this is all about self-compassion. It's why we have it in that order. It's like, here's my struggle. Here is the culprit. This is what's dysregulating my nervous system. And then I give myself compassion because it's not a moral flaw. It's not about willpower. It's about, oh, well, I was hungry. I was angry. I was lonely. I was tired. Oh, I was sick. I didn't even know I had that infection brewing inside of me. Right. Yeah. But I started to get the sniffles. I started to feel a little tired. I needed to pivot that day. I needed to not be so hard on myself. I needed to change my routine and I didn't. Therefore, I struggled. But this is that insight and self-awareness that is required on a daily basis as a practice to be like, oh, that's why.
Yeah. No, I think of like, too, like when we're working with clients like that, like when I like that you bring up the triggers that we've listed in the journal, because I even ask my clients, I'm like, did you eat that day? Did you sleep? Like, what was going on? Because I think we don't recognize sometimes as people, because we keep emotions separate, physical needs separate, mental, you know, separate, whatever it is. And it's like, no, they're all intertwined that, you know, that's why you get hangry. And then you couldn't like, you know, remember what you needed to do and focus in the meeting. And then that goes into the other things that we do, like I do with clients, is like check the facts. You know, it felt really, really dysregulating. But does that intensity and emotion fit what was actually happening? You know?
And I also like the opportunity to go internal because yes, a lot of therapists, a lot of people in our field, yes, we're so traditionally, at least, bad about saying, well, what was happening? As though something had to be happening around you for something to upset or dysregulate you, right? And I think that that really takes someone's power away. Because nothing has to happen circumstantially. Nothing has to happen outside of ourselves for us to get triggered and dysregulated, upset, and out of our integrity.
Yeah.
It can be that, well, gosh, I wasn't noticing my hunger cues. I tend not to notice my hunger cues. And so I'm hangry or hungry and I'm not really noticing why, because it's not like my stomach's growling. It's not, you know, and, you know, that's just very common, especially when you're fixated or focused or at work, right? You tend not to notice things like hunger cues or your emotional states. Like, am I angry? Am I sad? You know, you might not notice that you're stressed or distressed, right? Because you're in the middle of doing or distracting. And so, again, I think that's why it's so important to not have the expectation that you notice it when you're in it. But that's the beauty of journaling on a daily basis, because it's like, oh, when I reflect backwards, now I can see. I didn't go to the bathroom when I was supposed to go to the bathroom. I ignored my hunger cues. I'm not really having good, you know, interoception, right? Where I'm like, I know what's going on in my body and I allow my body to communicate to me during the day. These are big things that you can reflect back on, but when you're in it, you can't. And when someone asks you what's wrong, you have no idea what's wrong. And so I think we do need to get away from being like, well, what happened? What led to this? What was the trigger? Like, it's supposed to be outside of you.
That's what, like, I've noticed, like, at least this week, and I'm trying to incorporate more with clients, like in that interoception work of like, even just asking what's comfortable, what feels uncomfortable and bringing that awareness. And like, I broke it down for some of my clients. I'm like, okay, when do you start feeling hungry? When you actually eat, what does that feel like? Fullness. And some of them, like when we talk about uncomfortable, they kind of have to sit there and like, well, I'm feeling comfortable now. I'm like, yeah, but what are the words? What are we noticing about that? Is it like a soft sensation? Like, I think a client described pain as sharp. And I was like, oh, I like that description. That's a first for me.
But pain isn't always sharp.
Right.
Sometimes it's dull. Sometimes it's lingering. It's longer. It's not acute and sharp. But noticing that is, it's not something we often pause long enough to do. Right. That's the beauty of group. It's the beauty of therapy. It's the pause. It's the beauty of a journaling practice, is that pause to be like, what is going on in here? Like, what is the struggle? And if you can identify the struggle, you can get off the struggle bus. But that, I think, is why we have it as a daily prompt in the journal is because first noticing it, knowing it, giving yourself grace for why that is happening, understanding what really are the triggers internally or externally, that will allow you to make pivots and changes in your daily routine, your habits, and your behavior so that you can get off that struggle bus forever. You'll get on another one. It's okay. Like, we're human. Like, but the bus gets smaller.
The buses are always running at the station.
But they get smaller, and the negative consequences that come with that behavior get smaller and smaller and smaller. And that's the beauty of a daily practice of like engaging in this and being like, all right, these are my struggles. Yeah. These are the things that I really want to pay attention to and address. And I learned when I was really paying attention to my daily struggles, when I would get the most internally dysregulated was if I did not do my timed voids to go to the bathroom every hour or 2 hours. I would not notice what was going on inside of my bladder specifically or my body. And I would start to get hot. I would start to feel this heat rising, and then I would get dysregulated and irritable. And it was simply coming from not listening to my body. And I know realistically now that I've spent time paying attention to it that I can't. If I'm busy, if I'm engaged, if I'm working, if I'm fixated or focused, kind of notice that. So I participate in timed voids. Even if I have to set reminders, I go and I do that so that I don't get triggered. So I'm off that struggle bus. I'm on another one. Right. But
yeah,
it takes that time of sitting in it and understanding it. Yeah. And it's like, who would have thought, oh, I don't go to the bathroom, I get irritable. I mean, like, nobody would have thought that.
Right. Yeah.
That's true. Yeah. Yeah. So a lot going on inside of us that we want to be mindful of and aware of. And a journaling practice is a great way to attune to your body, to attune to yourself mentally, emotionally, and physiologically. And the benefits of that are great. So anyway, thanks so much for being here with us today. And Mary, thank you.
As always. Thank you.
All right. Bye for now.
Does anyone else feel like they just earned an extra brain wrinkle? Do you feel like that went by way too fast and just cannot wait till the next episode? Then leave a review and share this episode with a friend, a loved one, a coworker, or whomever, because your valued feedback makes a direct impact. Thank you for dropping in. Snaps to you, because you have made a direct impact by listening to this podcast. Make sure to follow us on social media and stay tuned every week for a new episode of Direct Impact with Andrea Epstein. Here is our disclaimer and legal language. Yes, I'm a psychotherapist, but guess what? I'm not your psychotherapist, and I need to be clear that this podcast is solely for enhancement, education, and entertainment purposes only. It is in absolutely no way a replacement for professional counseling services. If you feel like you need additional support, we strongly encourage you to seek that out today. Hey guys, it's your host, Andrea. I have a question for you. How frustrating is it that you have to pay your hard-earned money to see? Personally, I've been wearing corrective lenses since the fourth grade, and the cost has really added up over the years. If you're like me and actually value your dollar, then check out iBuyDirect.com. iBuyDirect has many styles and affordable frames that fit your unique personality. Need specialty lenses like blue light filtering? No problem. iBuyDirect provides many options for customization like bifocals, progressives, tinted lenses, and more. Do you have 20/20 vision? Great! iBuyDirect has you covered too, with many sunglasses options that will allow you to express and enhance your individualized style. Do you like premium brands? I do. iBuyDirect carries Ray-Ban, Oakley, Vogue, just to name a few. click the iBuyDirect link in our show notes and get affordable custom eyewear today. Heads Up Guidance Services, or HUGS, is a nonprofit organization dedicated to removing all barriers to quality professional counseling services. At HUGS, all motivated individuals, couples, and families can access the support they need and deserve in an outpatient setting. They recruit dedicated, compassionate, and socially conscious professionals who volunteer their time and specialized skill pro bono. HUGS doesn't work with third-party payers, insurance companies, or government dollars. Rather, they operate entirely with the support of people just like you. To help support HUGS, visit www.headsupsavannah.org.